Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Eha Vikramanashosti.
Eha Vikramanashosti.
Pratyavayo na vidyate.
Pratyavayo na vidyate.
Svalpamapyasya dharmasya.
Svalpamapyasya dharmasya.
Srayate mahato bhayat.
Srayate mahato bhayat.
Neha vikramana shosti.
Neha vikramana shosti.
Pratyavayo na vidyate.
Pratyavayo na vidyate.
Svalpamapyasya dharmasya.
Svalpamapyasya dharmasya.
Rayate mahato bhayat.
Rayate mahato bhayat.
Translation. In this endeavor, there is no loss or diminution, and a little advancement on this path can protect one from the most dangerous type of fear.
So, we have explained this guy, Buddhi Yoga. Buddhi Yoga means Bhakti Yoga. So, Sarpamapiyasya Dharmasya Prayati Mato Vaya. Bhakti Yoga, Lila, somewhere else, it has got great effect. There is story that in the Niti room, a lamp was burning. You know, oil lamp has to be washed, sometimes the wick has to be pushed. So the lamp was almost going to extinguish. In the meantime, a rat came. He thought that it is something evil. So, he touched his mouth, the wheel, and it became pushed. Simply by that action, he got salvation. Just try to understand. Because it gave some service to the deity. So there are many instances. Sarvamapiyasya dharmasya prayati mahato bhaya. Krishna consciousness business is so nice that whatever you do sincerely, it will never be lost. Permanently. Either you execute 1%, 2%, 50%, if you can finish 100%, then that's nice, sure you are going to Krishna. But even if you are unable to finish the whole course, still whatever you have done, that is permanent credit. That will never be lost. And this similar passage is there in the Srimad Bhagavatam, while Narada Muni was instructing Vyasa for writing Srimad Bhagavatam. So he said this verse, Tattva sadannam charanam vajam harir bhajan napakku tapatettaku jadi yatra kava avadram avud avushtakin kuvarthayato avajatam sadarmata. This dharma means, according to social and spiritual position, somebody is brahmachari, somebody is householder, somebody is vanaprastha, somebody is sannyasi, somebody is brahman, somebody is kshatriya, somebody is vaishya, somebody is shudra. This is Vedic division of social and spiritual life. So, each position has got different types of occupational duties. These are mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita. Brahmana has got to do samadama, chautam, siddhikha, khatriya, saujya, vidya, yuddhesha, pralayana. In this way, there are some prescribed duties. But these are all material concepts. People cannot even follow systematically the material system so that you can live peacefully so long you are in this material world. The modern civilization is so condemned that they do not know even how to be peacefully. If these divisions are there, four divisions, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, and Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, it will be very systematic. People will be automatically enlightened. That is real human civilization. The society, human society, does not adopt this system of social life. There cannot be any peace. Still, in India, although it is fallen so much, in the interior village, we find the social divisions are maintained and they live very peacefully. Very peacefully. Those who have gone into the interior village, that's safe. And everyone can elevate himself to Krishna consciousness. Saparmana kamabhaja. It is not that because one is Shudra or one is Grihastha Vanaprastha, he cannot. No. For Krishna, I think, for everyone, the door is open. That is explained here. People who think that if I take to Krishna consciousness, join this international movement, I will be deviating from my real duty. That also you can do. What is your real duty? This is temporary duty. Suppose you are a very nice Brahman, or nice Kshatriya, nice businessman, nice politician. Your career will be lost if you think by joining this Krishna consciousness movement, your career will be lost. Don't think like that. It is still profitable, even if you give up whole period and simply join Krishna consciousness somewhere, then your life is success. That is being stressed. Sarvamapi asya dharmas. So Narada Muni says, tatva sadharmam. Sadharmam means one's prescribed occupational duties. So long we have got this body, we have to do something. Without doing something, we cannot live. The material world will not allow that we cannot do anything and it will be provided. No. Whatever you may be President Nixon, an ordinary man in the street, everyone has to do something. That is not possible. There is a verse in the Vishnu Purana. Pitya Shaktirishyate. Here, the situation, material situation, is so stringent that without working, you cannot live. You'll die. There is an example in the Hitopadesha. Nahi suttastha singhastha prabhishanti mukhe mriga. Suttastha singhastha. Singha means lion. If the lion thinks that I am so powerful enemy, king of the forest, why can I work? No, therefore it is said that if he does not work, then he'll have to stop. Even though he is a lion, because he may be lion, That means he sleeps, but I am king, let me sleep, and my food is down automatically in my mouth. That is not possible. This is the example, very good example. Nahi suptasya sinhasya pravishanti mukhinga. A lion is sleeping. If he does not walk, oh, he will also stop. He will also stop. And not to speak of cats and dogs. So this is not possible. Therefore, there is sadharma. Sadharma means, you are in Brahminical quality, you are what is this? You are in martial spirit, one who is intelligent, for him studying the law, understanding the philosophy, preaching for the good of the society, train them, guide them, this is Brahman. Brahman is not going to work in the best. That is not Brahman. But in modern civilization, everyone should go to that. No, whether you are Brahman or Sudra, this is a mistake. Therefore, if I am not fit for certain things, and if I am engaged in that business, they will fail you. That will tell you. For particular type of business, occupation, one must have particular type of brain. So therefore this is division. Not that everyone is of the same type. You cannot find this, not because the world is being conducted by the three modes of nature. You cannot find all men of the same category. There must be intelligence class of men. There must be martial spirit, administrative class of men. There must be business-minded men. There must be sudra. They do not know anything. They want to start only, master. So, therefore, scientifically, it is divided. Mukha-bahu rupa-virpa, just like in your body. You find, scientifically, it is designed by God or Lord Brahma. This is brain department, this is heart department, this is belly department, this is leg department, all of them require. You cannot avoid any one of them. So this is called sadhana. One must be fixed up to his own position. That is the real perfect social system. Now here it is said, tattva sadharmam. This is material division. Spiritual is different. So far, I have combination of matter and spirit. So far, my body is concerned. There is division. But when I come to Krishna consciousness, it is not like that. That is simply for everyone. Either he is externally a Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, American, Indian, black, white, it doesn't matter. That is body. When it comes to the spiritual platform, there is one. Because spirit is one. Vidyarunaya sampanne dhammani kavi hastini sunisi kusupati pandita samadari. There is the spiritual platform, here one. Then the business is also one. To serve Krishna. That is Krishna. Prema bhuta prasanna atmana sochati matata. Samaskarvesha madhavati lavati param. So when you come to the bhakti platform, that is simply to satisfy Krishna. In the material platform, everyone is to satisfy his own whims. That is the difference. So, if you give up your material activities, tattva sadharmam, karanam bhujam hari, and by sentiment, or by canvassing, or by seeing that these people are Krishna conscious people, they are very nice, they are chanting these three, let me join. Samara, if you come in contact, yes. I think one of our students joined, he was going to business and seeing the chanting, dancing in the streets, immediately joined. Who is that? I think Dhruva. They were, yes. And he died. Yes. So, this is nice. This is nice. Tattva sadharmam. He has meant for something else. But in Jaya, Krishna consciousness, Kakva Sadharmam Chalamula. All right, you are joined Krishna consciousness moment, that's all right. Everything is nice. Make progress. But not progress. Kakva Sadharmam Chalamula Hare Bhajan Apakata. If he could not execute properly, he could not chant 15 rounds, he could not observe the rules and regulations. Or for some times he could execute and then again he became flat. Just like sometimes we see some of our students fall down. So, Narada Muni says, Bhajanna Kakut. His execution of devotional service could not be completed. Somewhere or other it was checked. It was obstructed and he falls down again in the class of someone. Falls down. That is what it is. Mind very strong. Mind is very strong. At any moment, we can fall down. Therefore, we have to keep ourselves very much vigilant, strong. Strong, the strength is, physical strength is the chanting Hare Krishna and following the rules and regulations. Then, Maya cannot. Mami buddha prapadnanti maya mintan karanti. If you keep yourself strictly, today, principles of bhakti yoga, maya sadhar also will not be able to do it. So, here it is saying, bhajanna bhakta patitta tu jari. Jari, not always, if sometimes one falls down, you know, then, jatra kava abhattam abhut amushyatin, then what is the loss there? He's not a loser, he still is here. Because, for the time being, whatever he has done sincerely, serving Krishna, that is credited forever. Because it will be never lost. Mind that. Do sincerely. It will never lost. Kaun ki apriti jaane hi, name bhakta pranastati. Krishna says. Mind that. Observe. He declares that none of my devotees will ever repent. I will be. Aham kva sarva papasya mokkhoishya. So do it sincerely. Listen, don't think that even if I fall, there is no God. No, don't think like that. Why I have fallen? I have taken to Krishna's shelter, I shall not give it up. This is my life. But even if you fall down, that is not safe. So there is no law. There is no law because suppose if you have executed 50%, 50% you could not do and fall down again. In another place it is also. Yoga bhrashta sanjayati, sichinana sutanihi, yoga bhrashta sanjayati. Yoga bhrashta, falling down from devotional service, he just makes chance again. He just birth in very good family, rich family, and pure family, Brahman family, so that again he will be given chance now to begin again. These are explained in time. Therefore, Narada Muni says that even if he is a, for the time in failure, then there is no loss. On the other hand, kova artho artho avajatam sadharamata. Suppose one is very nicely executing his occupational duty. He's a businessman. Very, very routine work, doing very business, making profit, and everyone appreciates his routine work. Even if he does all, he's a very nice brahmana, nice kshatriya. So he has done his duty very nicely, but he has not taken to Krishna consciousness. His heart still says, what he has gained? What he has gained? Many places it is confirmed in Bhagavad that Adapungi Vijasthita Varnasama Vibhagata Sanusthitastha Dharmasya samsiddhi haritosana. Tetu Krishna Pasatas means the way how you can please the Supreme Lord. But if by executing your so-called occupation and duty of the body, if you do not take care of taking to Krishna consciousness, of pleasing the Supreme Lord, then you have no gain. You are simply working for nothing, wasting your time. You are thinking that I am doing my duty very well. I am a Brahmana, I am doing my, I am a business man, I am doing my duty. So thank you, sir. Actually, you are not doing your duty. Your real duty is to take to Krishna consciousness. That you have forgotten. Therefore, Narada Muni says, Kova artha apta abhajatam. One who is not taking to Krishna consciousness, not engaged in devotion as abhajatam. So what does he gain? In another place, the Bhagavad says, samayiva hi kevalam. Dharma samastita pungsam. Vishakshena tathasuja. Lotpadaya jagati nijadi. Samayiva hi kevalam. Samayiva hi kevalam. One man is there. His duty, his occupational duty as a Brahma or a Kshatriya or a businessman or a student or anyone. He's doing very nice. But doing all these activities, if he could not allocate his dormant Krishna consciousness, dharma sanusthitam pungjam visrakhena pathasujam. Visrakhena pathasujam means it's like you have come here to hear about Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, why you have come here? You have come here hearing me or anyone discussing Shastra. So, this is required. You may do anything as your occupational duty, but the real life is that you have to awaken your dormant Krishna consciousness, because either to understand about Krishna. That is mainly. So therefore it is said, that after doing your duty very nicely, but you have no place for understanding Krishna. Vishakshena, which another name of Krishna is Vishakshena. Kathasu. Kathasu means message. Dharmam sanusthita pungsam Vishakshena kathasu. No father is the thing that if you do not awaken your attachment for hearing about Krishna, Krishna Katha, that is our main business, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna Katha, Jare Dakho Tari Paho, Krishna Upadesha. This is our mission. We have to simply speak about Krishna all over the world. Jare Dakho Tari Paho, Krishna Katha. Krishna Upadesha. So if one is not interested in Krishna Katha, in the topics of Krishna, then Shastra says, Samayi Vaidhi Kevalam. Whatever rightfully or sincerely he is doing on the material bodily concept of life, it is Samayi Vaidhi Kevalam. Simply he is wasting time. And it is very difficult to understand this philosophy. If we go to a very nice businessman or politician or scientist, if we say, sir, have you got any interest in Krishna consciousness? What shall I do? I don't want. Then I will say, you are wasting your time, sir. Will you accept? Well, this is the position, actually. He's simply wasting his time. So he came along. Therefore, the conclusion is, try to execute Krishna consciousness, some or other, in whatever you are finished, that is your lasting credit. Don't be neglectful. Tattvartha dharma. Sarvam api yastha. This is the most important line in Krishna consciousness. Sarvam api yastha dharma. these occupational duties, Krishna consciousness. There are many examples. They call Ajāne. It is a very nice example in the Shastra. Ajāne, the story of Ajāne. You are the son of a Brahmana, and was very nicely trained up, Brahmachari, and when he was young, he was married also, so he was very faithful to a wife, father, mother, and executing the duties of a Brahmana. But one day, he went to collect some flowers for worshipping deity. His father was old, he was helping. So in the meantime, he saw a Shudra, woman and man. They were embracing and kissing one another. So he became sexually agitated. That is a possibility. Therefore, there is a distinction of intermingling of woman and man. Because as soon as one falls prey to the sex desire, then his whole career may be spoiled. Maybe, but if he is strongly into Krishna consciousness, there is no such chance. But this Brahmana Janu, he saw, naturally, he was a young man, and the woman also played some trick. So later on, he became a victim of that woman. She was a prostitute. And then he forgot his father, mother, and his wife, everything for home, everything for God. He became addicted to that prostitute, and to maintain, he became a thief, rogue, burglar, drunkard, anything, somewhere or other, bring money, you see. So he was saying that in this way his life was spoiled. And he begot 10 children in the prostitute's home. So the last child, naturally, the last son, the youngest son becomes very father's pet. So he was taking care of the son, and his name was Narayan. And that is the system of Vedic, children are given. Narayan Das, just like we give them, spiritual name. So, when he was old enough, and he was going to die of the disease, his so-called prostitute wife neglected, she went there. So, the Jamadus, the servants of the Jamaraj, they came to take him, because he was the greatest sinner, sinful number one. So he was to go to Jamaraj for punishment. So they came, and he was very much afraid. He was seeing. One can see Jesus, the forms of the Jamaraj. He was crying. So, because he was pitched to that youngest child, Narayan, he thought, my son, this Narayan can save me. He chanted, Narayan! This Narayan immediately gave his consciousness that what this Narayan can help me if Narayan, whom in my younger days I was sick, he can say, immediately Narayan Sena came back. Yes. You see, because in his childhood, he said Narayan, for 2 days or 3 years, he was remembering. Narayan can save him. So Narayan actually said, Ante Narayana Smriti. At the time of death, somehow or other, if you can remember Narayana Krishna, your life is over. Therefore, practice, while you are strong, while you are in good life, practice how to remember Narayana Krishna always. Kulasekhar, Maharaj Kulasekhar, he has written his Sutra Mala, very important. In the first Sutra, he says, Krishna Tadiya Patapankaja Panjanantam, Adyva visatame manasarayahan. Prana prana samaye kapupata pitse. Kanthavarodhana vidho smaranam kutakte. He's thinking, my Lord Krishna, now I am calm. Kindly give me the chance to die in Egypt. Give me the chance. Because now I can remember. But if I die on the natural way, when I am too old, it may be that kapha-pitta, because this is the body of Sridhatuka, kapha-pitta vayu, so my throat will be choked up by nectar, and I may be unconscious, I may not be able to chant at the time of death your name. So now I am strong. Please, immediately, give me this. So this is the secret of success. Samarada, he who can remember Krishna, Ante Narayana, Janjana Bhati Smaran Lopi. This is it. So, there is chance. If you execute Krishna consciousness, man, sincerely, if you execute till it is finished, then it is immediately. Taktadiham punarjanmanai pimamiti pao. If not, even if you are finished, certain percentage, it is still there is chance of purpose. It is that nice thing. Talpam api yastra dharmasya. Thank you very much.